Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daf Beis. The Chofetz Chaim in the Akdoma to the Sefer Likutei Halachos in the Rehiyah in Maseches Krisis, he writes about the kapora that someone wants to have on the Averius of Koris and Chatos and the Sofek Averia, which is Chayv Oshem Tolui. Says the Chofetz Chaim that Limud HaTorah is Moel Yoyser L'Tarias HaNefesh. This works the best for the Tarias HaNefesh, the learning of the Torah, Mikol HaTikunim. And says the Chofetz Chaim, Amorid HaGechidush Hu Bevadai, Keshe Yilmoid Odom Kol HaMesechta, Meseches Krisis. If someone's going to be learning this Meseches Krisis, which discusses the Chiyuv Kores, V'chol Adinim HaMistayfim, and all the other side Dinim which come out from the Mesechta, Bevadai Moil Mo'oid, it definitely works very well, Bifrat, Keshe Yilmoid Asheyeh Bokibo, Bevadai Yoyil Lenafshu Harbi Mo'oid, this would work, and it's a Taira and a Kapora, Lehitohe V'lekadish Nafshu, Bikdusha Yeseira, this is the Chofetz Chaim's Chidush of learning Meseches Krisis and becoming a Boki in this Mesechta. It works very well for the Tairas HaNefesh, more than any other tikkun, like the Chofetz Chaim over there brings down from the Yisrael V'Shorish HaAvodah and Shaar HaKoyloh from Arizal, that the learning of the Averia of the Krisis, and over here in the Meseches Krisis, this is the biggest kapora one can have for any Averia of Koyis and Chatos, and also any Sofik Averia, which is Mechayiv normally Oshem Tolui. This is the Akdomer the Chofetz Chaim writes at the beginning of his Sefer Likutei Halachos in Meseches Krisis. Now, before we start the Mesechta, we'll be makdim a little akdoma over here in discussing the geder of the oynish of Koris and the oynish of Misa Bidei Shomayim. As we know, besides the oynishim Bidei Shomayim, we have the oynish of Skila, of other Chayvim Misas Bezdin, which are discussed in the Mesecha of Mesecha Sanhedrin. Over here, we're discussing Misos, which are not Bidei Odom, not Bidei Bezdin, that Bidei Shomayim, the din of Koris and the oynish of Misa Bidei Shomayim. Now, the difference between the Oynash of Koris, which is our Mesechta, and the Din of Misa Bidei Shomayim, which we find in the other Averis, is Mavua in the Gemara in Moed Kotten, in Chof Ches Omed Aleph, Toisves, is very Mayich at the beginning of Yevomus in Beis Omed Aleph, that the Gemara says there's a difference between the Oynash of Koris and the Oynash of Misa Bidei Shomayim. Both of them, says the Gemara, the Oynash is the Kitzur Shonim, that he dies earlier, the Koris is from Olam Hazeh, there is sometimes, Koris is also from Olam Habo, like it says in the Pasuk, by Dvar Hashem Bozo, he Koris, ti Koris, the Gemara learns out, we'll see later on in the Sugyas, he Koris from Olam Hazeh, ti Koris from Olam Habo, but a normal Koris, the Lamed Vav Krisis over here in our Mishnah, the Koris is from Olam Hazeh, that the person dies, Bekitzu Yomim Vishonim, he dies earlier than he has to, and this is the Gemara in Moed Kotun Chof Chesam Ed Aleph. Says the Gemara over there that the age of the death of the person, Koris, is between 50 and 60. He doesn't enter his 60th year, and he dies between 50 and 60. Besides, says the Gemara, the year 52, this is the year Shmuel Hanavi was Nifter, and this is not included in the year in the Oynash of Koris. But he dies a normal Oynash of Koris is before the Yishna Samach, before the 60th year. Whereas the Oynash of Misa Bidei Shomayim is only later on. He dies Bishna Samach in the 60th year, like Tosfos explains over there in Yevomus and in Tosfos in Shabbos, Chofei Amad Aleph, from the Gemara Moed Katan. But says Tosfos from the Yishalmi in Bikurim, in the beginning of Bikurim in Peik Beis Halacha Aleph, over there in Yishami, it would seem that the Issa and the Oynash of Koris is actually earlier on, even before he enters his 50th year. This is the Oynash of Koris, and the Oynash of Misa Bidei Shomayim is till 60. This seems to be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yishami. There is the other day in the Rishonim. This is the Gis of Rabbeinu Chananel over there in the Gemara Moed Kotin Chof Ches Amed Aleph. Other Rishonim also. Rabbeinu Tam says this way in Sefer Ayosho in Simen Tof Lamed Gimel. So too the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Tzodom in Shaar Aptira. He says that even though the Koris over here in our Mesechta, he dies Bekitzur Shonim before the age of 60, like the Gemara says in the Gemara Moed Kotten, that he made a Suda when he turned 60, because now he's left the time of Koris, the Oynash of Koris. But says the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, other Yishonim, the Oynash of Misa Bidei Shomayim does not have any fixed time, and actually the Shia is no Shio Kotsuv, and he just dies Bekitzu Shonim earlier than he was supposed to because of this Aveira of Misa B'dei Shomayim, but there's no fixed time for the Oinu Shom Misa. This is like the Gisa of Rabbeinu Chananil in the Gemara over there in Moed Kotten, Chof Ches Omed Alf. Now this is the Pashtus of most Rishonim, that the difference and the Oinu Shom Koris is actually Kitzu Yomim, that the person dies from this world, he leaves this world earlier because of this Aveira of Koris. But Rashi's Shitta in many places, Rashi by us already, later on in Devar Maschil Pesach Umila, at the end of Rashi, so to Rashi in Shabbos, Chofei Omed Aleph, in Yevomis, Nunhei Omed Aleph, Rashi Alatir, in Chumish, in Pashas Lech Lecho, Rashi says that the Oynish of Koris, besides the Kitzu Shonim, says Rashi, there's the Oynish that who Vizaro in Nichras. Not just the Aver, the Oynish is on him, but the Oynish is also on his children also, that they also are included in the Oynish, they also become Koyet and Nichras from this world, they also die early, not just him, but also his children. And Rashi explains that this is the Pasuk, the Loshon of the Pasuk, of the Oynish of Ariri, which the Torah refers to at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. This means that a person dies without any offspring, his children also die, Hu Vezari Nichras, and Rashi explains that this is the difference between Koyet and Misa B'dei Shomayim. Because Misa B'dei Shomayim, only the person himself dies, but not his children, whereas Koris, Hihu Vezari Nichras, there's a Koris also on his children. Toisus in Yevomis is very Mayrich in Beis Omed Aleph to argue on Rashi, and Toisus says that the Oynosh of Ariri is a separate Oynosh which is mentioned only sometimes in the Torah, and this is a separate Oynosh not included in the Ikedin of the Oynosh of Koris. Koris, as we explained, is only that he dies early, like the Gemara in the Bavli says, before 60, or like the Yishalmi, before 50. And he argues on Rashi, who says that the din of Koris is Hu Vezari Nichras, but even though Toisus argues, we do find the Shita of Rashi in other Rishonim also. Rabbeinu Gershom over here, in the side of our Gemara increases, in Beis Omed Aleph, the Oruch also from Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Yoina, in the Shah Tshuva, in the Shari Tshuva, in Shah Gimel Ois Kuv Zayin, he also says like Rashi, that the Oynosh of Koris includes the Koris on his children also. Now, Tosfos over there in Yevomis understands in Rashi that the whole Oynosh of Koris is only the fact that he dies with his children. Also, this is the Choyma over here, which Koris has over Misa B'dei Shomayim, because Misa B'dei Shomayim, the person himself dies, but not his children. But in Rabbeinu Yoin over there in Shari Tshuva, it would seem that he understands that besides the difference which we mentioned earlier, that Koris, he dies earlier than Misa B'dei Shomayim, there's also this difference that Koris, his children die, whereas Misa B'dei Shomayim is only a Oynish on the person himself who did the Aveira, whereas his children do not have this Aveira, besides the difference that Misa B'dei Shomayim, he lives a bit longer, up to the 60th year, whereas Koris is already earlier, before the year 60. This is Mashma in Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva. Now, as we mentioned from the Gemara in Moed Katan, it seems very clear from the Gemara that the Oynish of Koris, our Mesechta, the Lamed Vav Krisis, is actually more chomo than the Issa, the Oynish of Misa B'dei Shomayim. As we mentioned, the Koris, he dies even earlier than Misa, so too according to Rashi, the Koris is also Oynish on his children, whereas the Misa is only on him himself. This is Mefurish in the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. The Gemara over there says clearly that the Issa of Koris is more chomo than the Issa of Misa, and the Gemara makes a kal v'chayma, le Issa Koris hitarto, le Issa Misa, le kol shekein, because Misa is less stringent than the Issa, the Oynish of Koris, and therefore the Issa itself hasn't got the same chayma of the Issa of Koris, because Koris is more chomo. But be'emes in the Gemara in Psochim, in Lamed Beis over there, the Gemara has a shaklevetaria discussion about this point, which one is more chomo. Maybe we should say that Misa B'dei Shomayim is more chomo than the Misa of Koris. And this is the Gemara has a shaklevetaria, even though the maskon of the Gemara, it seems very clear that the Gemara comes out that the Issa, the Oynish of Koris, is actually more chomo than Misa B'dei Shomayim. This is Mefurish in the Rambam, in the Perish HaMishnai, it's at the beginning of Ovis in the second Perik. In the different dargis of the Oynshim, says the Rambam, the Oynish of Koris is more chomo, like the Rambam says also in Sanhedrin, in Perik Tes Mishnevov, in the Pirush HaMishnayis. And the Tshuva, in the Tshuva's Harid, in the Tshuva of the Tosfos Harid in Siman Tzadik Vov, is very Marich, and he says in Gemara's Maskona, it's very clear that the Misa B'dei Shomayim is less than the Oynish of Kores, which, as we mentioned, differences between the Oynish of Kores and the Oynish of Misa B'dei Shomayim. But it's worth pointing out that there is a very day on Mechudeshes. This is referred to in the Achrinim as the day of the Korban Aaron on his Pirush in the Toras Koyanim. We find this also in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, Perik Dalet Aloche Dalet. The Kesef Mishnah and the Korban Aaron, they say that there is a chumah which we have by Misa more than the Oynish of Kores, and he brings down the Loshen of Rabbeinu Yoina in Shah Gimel in Simen Kuv Zayin, that by Misa we find that not just the person himself, but also he loses his money, his behemoths die, and this is a Loshen which Rabbeinu Yoina says the Kesef Mishnah, this is only by Misa B'dei Shomayim, whereas Kores is only a death on the person himself, also his children, but not on all his belongings, and this is only in the Misa B'dei Shomayim, which has a chumah over the Kores, which is, seems to be not like the Maskana of the Gemara in Psochim, in Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, and also not like the Gemara in Chulin, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, and everyone, all the Achrinim already discussed this point, that it's neged the Gemara, this shit of the Korban Aaron. The Mogen Avraham already asked the question in his Pirish Zayis Ranon, in Vayikra Chof Beis Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Tetzvav, the Prima Godim, also in the Tevas Goyme, in Pashas Vayikra and Simen Beis. They all ask this question on this Yisoid of the Korban Aaron in his Shitta, that Misa B'dei Shomayim is actually more Chomor than the Oynish of Kores, which would seem not like the Gemara in the Bavli by us, in the Sugya in Psochim, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. But Avdi Miluim, in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, in Sifkot in Aleph, he actually points out that it could be a nafka mina lahaloche also in this shitta of the Korban Aaron, because as we know, the halacha is that in kiddushin toifsin b'chayvi krisos. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes that there's no kiddushin toifus. The kiddushin is not going to be chal in chayvi krisos. Normally, we understand this is only by chayvi krisos, not by chayvi misa b'dei shomayim. But the says the Avnei Miluim that according to the Korban Aaron holds that Misa B'dei Shomayim is actually more chomo than the Oynish of Kores, then the din will apply to Chayvi Mises also, a Chidush La'alocha, that in Kiddushin Toifsin, B'Chayvi Mises B'dei Shomayim, just like we have, that there's no Kiddushin in the case of a Chayvi Krisis. This is Avnei Miluim over there discusses a shitta of this shitta of the Korban Aaron and Afkamina La'alocha. So this is a brief summary of the dinim between Kores, Misa B'dei Shomayim, the differences, and normally one says that the Kores is more chomor, but we do have a deah in the Achrinim who says that the day of the Korban Aaron, the Kesef Mishnah, that there is a chumah which we find in Misa B'dei Shomayim over the din of Kores, the behemoths also die, and this is what Avnei Miluim over there discusses in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet. Now, starting our Mishnah over here at the beginning of Krisis, Shloshim V'sheish Krisis Batoyra, over here, the Loshon of the Mishnah says the Loshon Shloshim V'sheish Krisis Batoyra. Says the Orch Lener that L'chuyah we have to understand this Loshon, that the Mishnah is Madgish, points out that these are the 36 Krisis mentioned in the Torah. Why is it not enough to say, like we find in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Eilu Hein Aniskolin, Eilu Hein Anisrofin? Why do we not say also, Eilu Hein HaChayvi Krisis? Even though the Gemara later on says we need to have this number of 36 in order to tell us, Shem Osam Kulon Behelom Achas, Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, the din of the Gemara by Osam Adbeis of Rebbe Yochanan. But we could have used this Loshon on the number of Shloshim V'sheish, without this extra word of Shloshim V'sheish Krisis Batoyra. Says the Orch Lener Chidush that we do find other Krisis mentioned in Shas which are actually not Mefurish in the Torah. One of them is the Boyel Aramis, someone who marries a Goy. Boyel Aramis, Talochi is Kanoim Poigim Boy, there's no Misa B'dei Odom. Only the Kanoim, they kill him, like the story of Pinchos and Zimri in Pashas Pinchos. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Pei Beis Omed Aleph that besides the halacha of Kanoim Poigim Boy, we learn out of a posuk from Divrei Kabbalah, we have a posuk in Nach, telling us that a Boyel Aramis is actually Chayiv Kores. Memela says, Orch Lener, even though we do find the idea of Kores and its Oynish, Bidei Kabbalah, B'Divrei Kabbalah we find the case of the Oynish, but the Mishnah of here has come to tell us that these dinim in our Mishnah, the din of Shoigig is going to be Chayiv Korban Chatos, and in the case of a Sofik, he's going to be Chayiv Osham Tolui. This is only in an Aveiro that there's a Chivas Kores Batoyer. But if the Chivas Kores is only Midivri Kabbalah, then actually he's not going to be Chayiv Korban Chatos B'Shoigig, and so too he's not going to be Chayiv Korban Osham Tolui in the case of a Sofik. And this is what the Mishnah is teaching us, Shloshim V'sheish Krisis Batoyer. Now, be'emes, in this idea of this Koris Midivri Kabbalah, we find a very interesting Chakira over here for Reb Chaim Brisker, mentioned in a Sefer over here in Oitzeh Chidushim on Meseches Krisos in Likutei Me'agrach. Reb Chaim over here said that we have to know this Divri Kabbalah teaching us the Halacha, that someone who's a Boel Aramis is Chayiv Koris. Is the Pshat that it is a normal Oynish of Koris, like every Oynish? Like we have these 36 in the Torah, so too the Pasuk is telling us that there's a 37th Averia of Boel Aramis, which is also has the same Oynish of Koris. Or do we say that it is not real Oynish of Koris? It is a different kind of Oynish. It is an Oynish of Koris B'divri Kabbalah, similar to Oynish of Gehenim. There's so too an Oynish of the Koris B'divri Kabbalah, but it is not actually considered the Oynish of Koris and included like the other 36 creases of Oynishim Koris in the Torah. Says Reb Chaim that we find the Chiddush in the Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Yisuri Bir in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav. The Magid Mishnah says that if you look at the Gemara at the end of Makis in Chof Gimlo Med Aleph, we have a Halacha over there. Kol Chayvi Krisos Sheloku, all the Chayvi Krisos who get Malkis because they had Asra, like Rashi explains by us, that sometimes on the Asra, for the Malkus, they'll actually be getting Malkus, sometimes there's Misa, but in the case of a Chayvi Krisos Sheloku, says the Gemara, Nifturu Midei Krisosom. Through the Oynish of Malkus, they actually now become Potter from the Chayva and from the Oynish of Koris, with this Oynish of Malkus that they receive from Bezdin. This is the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, over there in Makis Chof Gimel Omed Aleph, the Halacha of Chayvi Krisos Sheloku, Nifturu Midei Krisosom. Says the Magid Mishnah that this din applies also to the Koris of Midivri Kabbalah. In the case of the Chayvi Krisos Midivri Kabbalah, if they're going to be getting Malkus, then they're actually going to become Potter from the Oynish of Koris also, because of this Halacha of Nifturu Midei Krisosom. Now says Reb Chaim, if one is going to argue and say that this Koris is not actually a real Oynish of Koris, similar to the 36 Krisos Batoira, but it is actually considered like a different Oynish, like a Oynish of Gehenim, or a different kind of Oynish, then how does the Magid Mishnah know that the din of Kol Chayvi Krisos Sheloku Nifturu Midei Krisosom includes also this Koris of Midivri Kabbalah? Maybe it is only in the case of an Oynish of Koris, but this Oynish is a different kind of Oynish. Says Reb Chaim, it is Muchach in the Magid Mishnah, he understands that this is actually a regular Oynish of Koris, and even though the Makori teaching us this Halacha is only Midivri Kabbalah, but it is actually now included in the regular Oynish of Koris, and it is included in the Din of the Shloishim V'sheish, we have actually a 37th, which is Midivri Kabbalah, this case of the Boel Aramis in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis Omed Aleph. Says Reb Chaim that Reb Iskariov asked him, the son, he asked Reb Chaim that if so, why over here in the Mishnah do we not find this din of Boel Aramis should be telling us this halacha, that the Boel Aramis in the case of a Shoigeg, or in the case of a Sofik, he should have to bring a Korban Chatos, or he should have to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui? Why do we find in the Mishnah over here only 36? Why is the 37th, if it's Midivri Kabbalah, if actually it is a real Oynish of Koris, L'chayr, if he's going to be over this Averia, then he's over the Averia, Sheyesh Bo Koris, and B'shoigeg, that Loch is his Chayv Chatos. Why should we not say that this person over here should also have to bring a Chatos? Says the Biskirov, that L'chayr, exactly the same pshat of the Orch Lener, that this is what the Mishnah is telling us, Shloishim V'sheish, Krisos Batoira. And only a Koris, which is clearly mentioned in the Torah, this Koris has a din that B'shoigeg is Chayv Chatos, so too, in the case of a Sofik, is Chayv Oshom Tolui, whereas a Koris, even though, like we said from the Magid Mishnah, it is actually a Divri Kabbalah, is also the regular Oynish of Koris, but it is not enough, since it's not mentioned in the Torah, it is not included in the Dumya David Azorah, which the Gemara says later on in Daf Gimel, this is the Makori teaching us that the din of Chatos applies to a lab sheyesh boi koris. We need to have a tenai that this koris has to be mentioned in the Torah, and therefore there's only shloishim v'sheish krisos b'Torah and not 37th of boel aramis midivri kabbalah. This is a discussion over here from Reb Chaim and from the Biskirov, and so too the Ponovizhirov in the Sefer Divrei Arav in Chilek Beis in Likutim in Simen Chof Dalet. He's also marich on the Geder over here of the koris of divrei kabbalah. Is this a oynish, or is this actually considered a regular din of a oynish of koris, just like the other 36 creases in the Torah? Now this din which we mentioned from the Gemara at the end of Makis, that Chayvi Krisos Sheloku, in any person who's Chayiv Koris and he gets Malkus, then through the Maisa Malkus is Oynish, he becomes Potter from his Koris. There's actually a very interesting discussion over here at the beginning of Krisus in the Achronim, if this din applies to Misa B'dei Shomayim also, as we discussed earlier in the Akdomer, that is actually two Oinshin as Oinish of Kores, and there's a difference between Oinish of Kores and Oinish of Misa B'dei Shomayim, and say the Achronim want to know if this din of Chayvi Krisus Sheloku applies also to Chayvi Misa B'dei Shomayim, what will be if they will get Malkus, do they also become Potter from the Chayva of Misa B'dei Shomayim, this Oinish? The Koil or Yomaz over here on his Mishnayis, he asks, over here in the Mishnah that we find the list of 36 Krisos, why do we not find any list in the Mishnayis, nor in Sanhedrin, and nor in Krisos, we don't find anywhere, any list of all the Averis that the Chayim, Misa B'dei Shomayim, why do we not have the similar list to Eile Rein, Misa B'dei Shomayim? Says the Koil or Yomaz Pshat, that the reason why the Mishnayis over here teach us these Alochas, Eile Rein and Iskolin, Eile Rein and Isrofin over there in Sanhedrin, and by us also the 36 Krisos, is only if it's something relevant to the Beis Din. Misa B'dei Odom is relevant to the Beis Din, and I have to give them the Oinchim. So too, the Chayvi Krisos, even though it's a mitzvah which the Eibishter gives, it's B'dei Shomayim. But the idea of the Chayvi Krisos, there's an Afgemin ala Alocha, that if he gets Malkus, is included in the Klal of Chayvi Krisos Sheloku Nifteru M'dei Krisoson. And therefore, says over here, the Koil HaRamaz, that the din of Chayvi Krisos Sheloku Niftum Midekir Soson is alone enough of a reason why the Mishnah over here tells us the Shloshim V'sheish Krisos Batoriah, whereas the din of Misa B'dei Shomayim is not included in any way in the Mishnayis because it's not relevant to any Nafkemina to the Beis Din. There's no Alocha of Chayvi Misis B'dei Shomayim Loku Niftum Midekir Misoson, and therefore there's no point for the Mishnah to tell us this Alocha on which Oinchim get the Misa B'dei Shomayim, since we do not have this Klal. There's no Nafkemina to Beis Din, there's no Nafkemina even in the case where they get Malkus, they're still Chayv of the Misa B'dei Shomayim. Now this Hanocha that he makes, that the din of the Mishnah over there in Makkos is only by Chayvi Krisos, not by Chayvi Misos, so too the Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim in Shavuos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, he also takes on that this din is only by Chayvi Krisos, but Emes is not so poshut, and it seems to be a very big machlokes in the Rishonim, because the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis over there in Makkos is mefurish that this din applies to Misa B'dei Shomayim also. The Rambam over there says very clear that this din is Bein Bekoris and Bein B'Misa B'dei Shomayim, so to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs at the end of Sherish Yudalid, the Rikokus, the Radvazer, he pointed this out on the Rambam, that the Rambam's shita is that the din of Chayvi Misa is Sheloku, they become Potter, is also the din of Chayvi Misa, not just by the din of the Chayvi Krisos. Whereas Toisvus in Shavuos, in Yud Zayin Omed Aleph, it would seem like the Ramaz takes on that the din is only by Chayvi Krisos, and like the Chasam Sofer says, like the Yad Malachi is Madaik in the Loshon of Tosfos in Shavuos, Yud Zayin Omed Aleph, the Yad Malachi is an Ois Shim Mem Aleph, and in the Bekitzo we have a Machlokes, so you say the Sigma Machlokes over here between Rambam and Tosfos, whether the din of the Mishnah over there is Dafka Aloch in Chayvi Krisos, or also the din of Chayvi Misos B'dei Shomayim. The Orch Lene over here is Mayrich, and he says, he never yet found a Makori clearly teaching us this halacha that the din applies also by the Chayvi Mises. And Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer already says in Eben Ezer Simchof that Lechur is Mefurish in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. It's like we mentioned in the end of Makkos that the din is also by Chayvi Mises. And Orch Lene later on in this Hagois on the Sefer of Ritz Geus, one of the Rishonim in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he already says that later on after the printing of the Sefer Orch Lene, he found Mefurish in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah, who says that this din applies by Misa B'dei Shomayim also, and is medayek like this in the Ritzkeus over there in Hilchos Yom Kippur. And really, we have an interesting machlokes over here in this halacha of Misa B'dei Shomayim, if we have the klal of Chayvi Misa Sheloku Nifteru M'dei Misoson, just like we have by the Chayvi Krisos, a discussion over here in the Achronim at the beginning of the Masechta, if we hear the din of Misa B'dei Shomayim. Now, moving further on into the Mishnah, one of the Krisos over here mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah is a bo al eshes ish. This is one of the krisos of eshes ish, is a avera, one of the aroyos, and is chayiv koris. Now this case of the eshes ish, there's a very interesting shita in the Rishonim, which is quoted in the Tosfos HaRosh, in Yevomos, daf lamed daled omed aleph. Over there the Rosh brings down from the Maharami Rotenberg, his Rebbe, that the Maharami Rotenberg said that we find the din of eshes ish also by the parasha of Naro HaMeiroso. The din of a Nara Amiroso, she hasn't got married yet, she's only Moriesses, she's only engaged, and this is also got the Issa of the Eishes Ish in the Torah, that she's got a din of Parsha, she's actually Biskila, even though normally Eishes Ish is Bechenek, but is also included in the din of the Eishes Ish. Once she's Mekudeshes, she automatically is included in the din of Eishes Ish. Says the Maram Yotzenberg Achidush, that even though she has Aloch of Eishes Ish, but the din Koris, which we find by us in the Mishnah, is only on Eishes Ish, who's already not an Nara Amirosa, she's already married, but an Nara Amirosa alone, even though there's going to be a Issa of Eishes Ish, and she's over Alav, and also going to be Chayiv Skila, but the Issa of Koris does not apply by an Nara Amirosa, and the Nafkimine is that Beshoigig of an Nara Amirosa, this is what it discusses over there in Lamedalad in Yivomis, there's no Chiyuv Korbin Bechatos Beshoigig in an Nara Amirosa. Says the Rosh over there, that Be'emes, we don't find any remes by us in the Mishnah that there's a chorus by Nara Amirosa, and the Mishnah we hear by Krisis says only a Baal Eishes Ish, which this is the Raya of the Maram Yotamuk to say that the din is only by Eishes Ish but not by Nara Amirosa. Says the Ochlaneh by us in the Mishnah that we have to understand this Raya of the Rosh, because since, as we said, the Nara Amirosa is automatically included in the Lav, in the Aveira of Eishes Ish, so why do we not say that the Mishnah who says Abo Aleishas Ish automatically includes the Nara Amirosa also? Why should the Mishnah find it necessary to go and say clearly that the Eishas Ish is also the Nara Amirosa? L'chari automatically she's included in Eishas Ish. So what is the Raya over here from the Mishnah to the Shita of the Maram to say that the Nara Amirosa is not going to be Chayev Koris? There is a suggestion from Asam Achrinim, Avnei Nezer, in Eben Ezer, in Chilek Aleph Simen Gimel. He says that it could be the Kavona and the idea of the Raya of the Rosh is from the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, brings down the Shita of Reish Lakish, who holds that in a case where two Krisos are actually different Misos, then this alone is enough to say that Chalukah of the Misa, Shmo Chalukah. In a case where there's a different Misa, there's a different Oynish, the way they kill them, one is Biskila, like we mentioned, the Nara Amirosa, and the Eishes Ish is Bechenek, then the Aloch is going to be, there's going to be actually two Chiyuv Eichatos, two separate Chiyuvim. Memela, this could be the Raya of the Rosh, why the Mishnah does not mention Nara Amirosa separately, because Lemaisa, there's a Din that has a separate Chiyuv Chatos, according to the Shita of Reish Lakish later on, and therefore, why does the Mishnah not mention Nara Amirosa on its own? This could be the Raya that the Rosh means to bring a Raya of here from the Mishnah, that the Nara Amirosa is actually not Chayiv Koris, and actually there's no din at all of Koris and Chatos by the Nara Amirosa. The Ikka Svar of the Maram, why should we say so, that the Nara Amirosa is not included in Koris? L'chayya, it's posha that she's included in Eishes Ish. What should be the Svar, what should be the Makori to teach us such a halacha, that Eishes Ish is only after the Erusin and not Nara Amirosa alone? The Chishek Shlomo says that it could be it's a svara dafka by Nara Amirosa, because the Nara is yotzos or lido in bedovo hechodosh. She went out of the klal of Eishes Ish, she has a new din that she's biskila, and therefore she's not included anymore in the chorus of the Eishes Ish. But he himself is Maria from the Torah Askerenim, right at the beginning of Ayikro, that it's Mefurish over there, not like the Maram and the Bainara, who also has chorus, and they already ask all the other questions on the Shita of the Maram, the Avnei Nezer over there in Eben Ezer and Chilek Aleph Simen Gimel, they ask on the Maram in Rotenberg that if so, why do we not say that the Kedushin should be Teufis? There should be a Chalais Kedushin on the Nara Amirosa, because the only reason why there's no Kedushin by Eishes Ish is only because ain't Kedushin Teufsin Bechaivi Krisois. Like the Gemara says in Yevomis Memtes Amed Aleph, so if we say that the Nara Amirosa is not actually included in this Koris, then L'chayo we should have a Tfisas Kedushin, which would be a Moed Yechidush, you can have Tfisas Kedushin in Nara Amirosa, which is Mavu all over, that there's no Kedushin. We have to understand why should there be this Din on the case of a Nara Amirosa. Now the Maisha, as we mentioned, this is a very Mechudish Degedea, this shit of Meram Rotenberg, Pashtis, it's a Dea Yechido, the Rambam is very clear that the Din of Eishes Ish includes any Erusin also, even by Nara Amirosa also, and the Rishash, and others in Sanhedrin, in Nun Aleph Amid Beis, is Medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, in Chumash, Rashi in Dvorim, in Chav Gimel Aleph, Rashi over there says that there's no Avir in the Torah which has a Misas Bezdin, which is not included in some kind of Koris. Now, if we're going to say that the Nara Amirosa does not have Koris, then we have over here a case where she is Chayiv Misas Bezdin Biskila, and there's no Koris, says the Rishash, it's Mefurish Rashi, not like this shit of the Maram. And Bemes, the Marachu Zerua, already in Simen Kuf Samech Dalet, points out that the Maram himself in Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, seems that he was Chayza from his Shitta, and he holds that the Nara Amirosa also has Koris, a very big Chiddush over here, of the Shitta of the Maram mentioned in the Tosfos Rosh, in Yevomis Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, that the Nara Amirosa is not included in the Koris of the Eishes Ish. Now moving further on into the Mishnah, One of the krisis in the Torah we are mentioned is the oiv, the bal oiv, which is one of the kishif, which the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel Lamed Beis explains the exact procedure over here of the maisa of oiv, which is also one of the krisis in the Torah. Now, it happens to be that in the parsha of oiv, there's actually two different isurim. There's the isser, who is the person himself who's doing this kishuf of the maisa oiv itself, and this is included in the posuk of Al Tifnu Elo Oivo Yisrael Ayidoinim. One should not be poine, one should not go and do the Maisa Oiv, which is a Issa, on the person to go and do this act of Kishuf, of the Maisa Oiv and the Maisa Yidoini. This is Rashi by us, Rashi says, is included in the posuk Al Tifnu Elo Oivo Yisrael, the Rambam also in Loisa Seiches, and this Avera has this, it's a Skila, and also has a Chuyva of Oinosh, of Kois, over here, one of the Lamed Vav Krisis. Now, besides this issa of a maisa oiv, there's also a second issa to be shoyel ba'oiv, the person to come along and ask someone who's doing this kishuf of oiv, the person who is shoyel ba'oiv, is also over issa. This is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Samachei Omed Aleph. And over there says the Mishnah that this issa of a shoyel ba'oiv is only a issa of ba'azhora. He is not actually chayiv, skila, and koreis. And this is a din of the Mishnah says over there in Sanhedrin, Samachei Omed Aleph. The Pasuk, the Mekoyu Kipshuto in the Torah, to teach us this halacha that Shoyel Ba'oiv is Oiv and Aveira. This is the Pasuk in Pasha Shoiftim, Lo Yimotzei Becho Ma'avi Benoyu Vitoi Ba'esh, Shoyel Oiv Yidoini V'doyesh El Ameisim. The Shoyel Ba'oiv is also Aveira of Ba'azhora. This is the Aveira of a Shoyel Oiv, which is different than the person who's a Maisa Oiv, who's actually Chayiv Kores. This is the Pasuk over here in Pasha Shoiftim. So it comes out, l'chayir from the Rishonim, from the Rambam, and the Rambam discusses this more in Avodah Zarah, in Perek Yudalef, Halach Yudalef, that there's actually two Isurim over here in the Oiv. There's a Maisa Oiv, which is learnt out from the Pasuk, Al Tifnu El Oivois, and there's an Issa of a Shoyel Oiv, the person coming along and asking, but this Oiv, and this Issa is an Issa in the Azhara, in Pasha Shoiftim, of Lo Yimotzei Becho. There is a problem in the Rashi later on in Gimel Amud Beis. Over there, Rashi is discussing the din of Maisa Oiv in our Mishnah that is Chayiv Kores, and Rashi brings down the posuk of Lo Yimotzei Becho Shoyel Oiv Yidoini. And over there, the Birkas HaZevach already asks on Rashi that this is actually a posuk teaching us the Avira of a Shoyel Oiv, whereas the Gemara later on is discussing our Mishnah, the Maisa of Oiv, which is clear in Rashi by us in the Mishnah, the Makor is from Al Tifnu El Oiv, it's a different posuk. And this pasuk is actually a makor that is a din of koris, which is the Mishnah by us of the chi of koris by the Maisa Oiv. But there is a very big chiddush of the shitta of the Yireim, one of the Yishayni, the Yireim in Siman Reish Ayin Beis. Yeblezer Mimitzi holds that the Maisa, both of these Averis, the Maisa Oiv and so too the Shoyel Oiv, are both included in this Averis and this pasuk of Al Tifnu El Oivois. And he says that the makor of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Samachei Omed Aleph, that there's azhora, there's a lav of the person who's a shoyel oiv, is not from the posuk of Lo Yimotzei Becho, but it is actually also included in the posuk of Al Tifnu El Oivois, but he only doesn't have skila, even though he has the azhora. Therefore, says Yireim, a moridig chidush later on in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, that the koris which is mentioned in our Mishnah, which as we said is pashtus only in the posuk of Al Tifnu El Oivois, which is referring to the maisa of the oiv, says the Yireim, since he holds that the Issa of a Shoyel Oiv is also included in this Aveira of Al Tifnu El Oivois, therefore the Mishnah over here is actually including someone who's a Shoyel Oiv also, he's also going to be Chayiv Koris. Even though the Mishnah is Mavur in Sanhedrin, that is only Azhara, this is only come to exclude him from the Issa of Skila, from the Oynish of Skila, but the Din of Koris is also by the Shoyel Oiv also. This is a Moridig Chiddush of the Yireim that is actually a Koris, not just the person who's doing the actual act of the Kishuf of the Oiv, but the person who's coming to ask him also is also over this Issa of Koris and also included over here in the Koris of the Oiv the Yidoini. The Torah for Yireim over there asks on the Yireim, if so, why do we not have Lamed Zayin Krisis in the Torah? Why should we not say that there's an extra chorus over here of the Shoyel Oiv? And he discusses that maybe the reason why the Mishnah does not mention him is only the same reason the Mishnah says later on, we do not mention Yidoini, even though he also has chorus. like the Gemara says, Svoris in Gimel Amud Beis is Ein Boi Meiter, and also he's a Lav Bifnei Atzmoi, and Belav Echon Nemru, the Svor of Rabbi Yochanan. This applies also to the Shoyil Oiv, why he's not mentioned separately for a separate Koris, even though according to the Shitta of Yireim, a Moedig Echidush, the Issa of Koris over here is not just by the Meiter Oiv, also by the Din of a Shoyil Oiv. Now, before we go on to the end of the Mishnah, of the din of a shkogah that is chayav v'chatos, we'll now discuss the shitta over here of shittas Rashi, that Rashi over here has a long arichas to explain each and every one of the koreis, that every single koreis has a lav, and therefore is going to be chayav a korban chatos, since every koreis is found clearly in the Torah, a lav as horror, and also the chiv as chatos, therefore will be shkogah, when a person does the avera b'shogeg, is going to be chayav v'chatos. Rashi, the reason why Rashi is very marich over here to explain the makur of every one of the krisos that they have a lav clearly in the Torah, this is the shitta of Rashi, mentioned a few times in Shas, and Rashi by us is the clearest, that Rashi shitta is that only in a case where there's a clear lav in the Torah, there's a azhara over here telling us that he's not allowed to do this avira, then there's a din that is going to be chayiv v'kol michatos. And the Rishonim take out from this Rashi that the din is that a korban chatos, even though the Gemara says later on, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, comes on a avera, sheyesh bo koreis, this is the case where the person is chayv a korban chatos, not on every avera, only on avera which has a issa of koreis, then kol shebez doinoi koreis, shegegosoi chatos. But Rashi's shita is that it is not enough that it has a avera which has a chiyuv of koreis, it also has to have a clear lav, and only then there's a horror telling us that he's also going to be chayiv v'chatos, and if not for the lav, he's actually not going to be chayiv v'chatos, even though it's an avirah sheyesh bo koreis. Tosfos in Zvochim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, so too the Shitta Mekubetzes, the first one in Ois Aleph, they ask a very strong question on Shitta of Rashi, that l'chayra the Shitta of Rashi is neged a mefurish gemara in Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the case of a chayiv of a lav shenitein la'azhoras misas bezdin. The lav is given to give him azhora that he's going to be chayiv a misa of bezdin. The machlokes is on such a lav, is he going to be chayiv malchus, or do we say that since the lav is nitein la'azhora, it is given for a different purpose, it is given that it should be warning for the azhora of the Misa, maybe this alone is enough to say that it is a nitin la azhora, there's not going to be a malchus, and he's not going to get malchus on this lav, she nitin la azhora, the shitta over here, the machlokes between the Bakiva and the Bishmoel, in the lav, she nitin la azhora, as Misa's bezdin. It says the Gemara over there in Makkos, that even though the Bakiva holds that in a case where it's nitin la azhora, as Misa's bezdin, there's no malchus, this is only by Misas Bezdin, but in a case where it is only a Chayvi Krisois, there's no Misas Bezdin, then he's going to get Malkus. And the Gemara asks that L'chayra, the same Svara should apply, but the Chayvi Krisois also, one should argue and say that this Lav is Nitin La'az Hora, it is given to warn him that he's going to be Chayv Koris. Says the Gemara that Chayvi Krisois does not need any Az Hora, Koris does not need the Azhora, and he's Chayiv Koris anyway, and therefore the Lav is not given for the Azhora of Koris. Says the Gemara, it's a Raya, because Pesach and Mila, Korban Pesach and Mila, which is one of the last two Krisos over here in the Mishnah, they are Chayiv Koris, even though there's no Azhora, it's a Mitzvah Saseh, it must be that the Koris does not need any Azhora. Says the Gemara over there, that maybe still this Lav of the Chayiv Krisos is still needed for the Azhora of the Korban, as we know, in the case of the Shoigeg, it's Chayiv Chatos, and therefore the Lav is actually Azhora warning him that he's going to be Chayiv Korban B'Shoigeg, and it is still Nitin Azhora. Why is there going to be Malkus if it's Nitin Azhora in Loikin Olof? Says the Gemara that the reason why by Pesach Hamila we do not find any Korban is not because of this Svara that we need to have Azhora, we need to have a Lav to tell us that he's going to be Chayiv Korban, and without Azhora there's no Korban. This is not the reason of Pesach Hamila. The reason why Pesach HaMila no Chayiv Korban, like the Gemara says later on in Daf Gimel, is a different reason. We learn this out from Dumya Davi Dezore. Because the whole Makoy to teach us Bichlal that the din of Chol Ben Chatos only comes on the Aveira Sheish Beikores is learnt out similar to Avodah Zarah, and therefore it has to be similar to Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is Beloy Sase, whereas in the case of a Pesach Hamila, it's Bekum Vase, to the mitzvah Sase that they have to go up and do, and therefore there's no Korban, it is not similar to Avodah Zarah. This is a Maskon over there in the Gemara in Makkos, and therefore it is not considered an Aveira, a Lav Sheish Bo Azhar, because Koris does not need the Azhara, and so too the Korban does not need the Azhara. And the reason why Pesach Hamila doesn't have any Korban is not because it's missing the Azhara. There's no Azhara needed at all for the Korban. The reason is because it's not Dumya David Azhara. This is the Gemara in Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Mamela says Tosfos in many places in Zvachim Kuvav Amud Aleph that if so, we see Mefurish over here in the Gemara in Makkos, not like the Shita of Rashi. It seems very clear in the Gemara, there's no need at all to have any lav in order to be chayiv the Korban. Korban Pesach Hamila would also should have been chayiv a Korban Chatos. If not for the Gemara's drosha later on of Dumya Davi Dezorah, it has to be similar that it is a Lois Asay, it is Vesheva Altase, it's not Bekumva Asay. And therefore the Gemara over there later on tells us there's no Korban in the case of a Pesach Hamila, but there's no point of having a lav, there's no din Azhara. Why does Rashi over here hold that in order to be chayiv a Korban, we have to have a lav, which is negative the Gemara, that there's no din that the Korban needs to have an Azhara. Now, Be'emes, even though Tosfos, Shittas HaTosfos normally is to argue on Rashi in this point, but Lemaisa, we find two Tosfos on who do say like Rashi. This is one Tosfos in Shavuos with Ches Amud Beis. So too Tosfos in Baba Kama in Kufei Amud Beis also seem that I take on like the Shita of Rashi, that in order to have a Korban Chatos, we actually have to have a Lav, which is Lechira very Shver from the Gemara in Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Now the Mahalach that Achrini want to say to answer the Shita of Rashi, they use this Mahalach in the Shita of Rashi and they discuss whether Taka works in the Mahalach of Shittas Rashi. Rebbe Kiveiga is Mayich in his Tshuva in Tinyona Simen Kuf Yud Ches. So too in his Chidushim over there in Baba Kama Kufei Amud Beis. Unoi Sameach in Sanhedrin in Perik Yud Ches Halacha Beis. The Maril Diskin in Torah Soel Amud Chof Ches. Rebbe Aaron in the Baran Kotle Mishas Rebbe Aaron in the Dorim Simen Vov. They all say a Mahalach over here to answer the Shitta of our Rashi from the Gemara in Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mahalach is that the Gemara tells us later on, as we mentioned, the Makor to teach us that the Korban Chatos only comes in on Avera Sheyesh Bo Koreis is because it is learnt out of Avodah Zarah, and therefore Avodah Zarah has an Avera which is Koreis, and then the Torah tells us there's a Korban Chatos. So we learn out that only Avera Sheyesh Bo Koreis is Chayev a Korban Chatos. And Memela, the Gemara tells us also, that has to be similar to Avodah Zarah, that has to be Besheva Al Taseh and not Bekum Vaseh. But the Gemara in Yevamos, in Daf Ches, the Gemara over there brings down the Shita of Rebbe, that Rebbe learns out Be'emes, the Makori, to teach us that the Korban Chatos only comes on our Avera Sheish Bokoris is actually from a different place. This is from the Makori of Oleho, Oleho, Gzereshova, that we learn out that the Korban Chatos only comes on the Avera Sheish Bokoris. Not from the Gemara later on, that the Gemara says we learn this out from Avodah Zarah. Memela explain that Achrinim, it could be that the Gemara later on is not the Shita of Rebbe, but according to Rebbe's Shitta, that we do not learn this out from Avodah Zarah, this is a Gzeirah Shavah, to tell us the Halacha, that any time that Avera has Koreis, there's a Din, that he's Chayev over here, a Korban Chatos. Memela, we do not have the Klal of the Gemara, that has to be similar to Avodah Zarah. Memela, we have the question back again, why does Pesach Hamila not have a Korban Chatos? It is also an Avera, Sheyesh Bo Koreis. And on this, could be, the Svara of Rebbe is, like Rashi says, that the Azhara is missing, and the din is that in order to have a Korban Chatos, we need to actually have a Lav and Azhara, and even though the Maskona of the Gemara in Makkos is that the Korban Chatos does not need the Azhara, this is only with the Shitta of the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel, but according to Rebbe's Shitta, there's a Machlokes, and Rebbe holds that the din is that Korban needs to have Azhara. This could be the only reason why, according to Rebbe, the Korban Pesach and the Korban and the Mitzvah of Mila, they do not have a case of the Korban Chatos, because of this problem that it is missing in the Azhara. This could be Shittas Rashi by us, that is referring to the Shitta of Rebbe, and not working with the Gemara later on, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. This is the Mahalach, to make a Machlokes HaSugyos, Rashi over here is only going with the Shita of Rebbe and not like the Gemara later on. Now, besides the doichik of making a machlokes, Rebbe Kiveig already points out that if you look in Rashi later on, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says very clearly that our Gemara is mavur. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph also holds that we need to have a lav in order to be chayiv a korban. Now, this is very shver because the Gemara seems to say the exact opposite. That there's no tanai that we need to have a lav. Because even Pesach or Mila would also be chayiv a korban if it would be a sheva al taseh. And the only reason it is excluded from Avodah Zorah is only because it's not similar to Avodah Zorah, because it's bekum va'aseh. L'chuyah, there's no tanai of a lav, like it says clearly in the Gemara in Gittin in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And Rebbe Kiveger points out even more that if you look in the Shita of the Rambam also at the beginning of Shkogos would seem clear that Rambam holds also like this Shita of Rashi. Because Rambam also says that in order you should be chayiv a korban chatos, it is not enough that he has a aveira sheish bo koreis. It has to have a lav. And Rambam seems to say that the reason why the korban Pesach and Mila do not have any korban chatos is because it's missing the lav that Azhorah is missing. This is the Rambam over there, beginning of Shkogos, so too in Sefer HaMitzvos, at the end of Shoresh Yud Daled, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, but it also would seem this way, that the reason why there's no korban chatos in the case of the Averis of Pesach and Mila is because missing the lav. And the Lechem Mishnah already asks on the Rambam in Sanhedrin Peik Yud Ches Halacha Beis Halachuyah, this is negative Gemara in Makkos, which you mentioned earlier. The Gemara there says clearly the reason of a korban does not need any azhara, and the reason why Pesach and Mila does not have any korban is not because it's missing the lav, but it is only for different reasons. It's not similar to having the Zohar. L'chuyah, the same question we have on Shittas Rashi, we're going to have over here on the Shitta of the Rambam. And explains a bit Kiveiga that according to the Rambam, we cannot say, like we said earlier, that he's a machlokes, and we'll say that the Rambam paskins like Rebbe, because the Rambam Shitta is that a lav shenitin la azhara ain't loikin olav. This is the Shitta which the Rambam paskins la alocha, like this Shitta of Rebbe Akiva. And if we're going to say that a lav shenitin la azhara korban chatos needs to have a lav, and it needs to have a azhara, then actually it comes out that even chayvi krisois, the lav, is also given for the azhara of the korban. And therefore, just like a lav shenitin la azhara smisas bezdin, says the Rambam, there's no malchus, so too should be the aloche, but a lav shenitin la azhara koris should also be the din that he shouldn't get any malchus, because even though the koris itself does not need any azhara, but the korban chatos needs to have azhara, like it's mashma over there in the Rambam. And l'chuyah, if so, why does it get malchus? This is a question Reb Kiveiga asks over there in Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, a shayla chamura over here to be miyashiv this shita of Rashi by us, the Rambam. How do we answer the shita from the Gemara in Makkos and from this halacha that lav shenitin azhara ain't loikin olav? Now, to answer this shita of the Rambam and Rashi, is mavur over there in Reb Kiveiga, Biktoro, in middle of his words, that Avi Ezri is also ma'irich this way in Sanhedrin in Perek Yud Ches, a very yesoidistig mahalach over here in understanding the shita of Rashi by us and the shita of the Rambam. And explains Reb Kiveiga, but emes, there's two different inyonim going on over here in understanding why Rashi and the Rambam say that we need to have a lav over here in order to be chayev a korban. The Gemara in Makkos is discussing the din of Azhora. The reason the Gemara says maybe the posuk is teaching us a lav by the korban because the korban needs to have Azhora. It needs to have a warning in order it should be chayev a korban, and if not for the warning of the Torah, there will be no chiyuv korban. And therefore, since the lav is needed for the azhara of the korban, it is a call, the lav shenitin la azhara, and therefore you won't get any malchus of this lav because it is already used for the azhara of the korban. This is the shaklevetaria, the discussion over there in the Gemara in Makkos, and the maskon of the Gemara is that a korban does not need any azhara. There's no tanai of azhara that he has to be warned first in order he should be chayiv a korban, and therefore the lav is not called the lav shenitin la azhara. But now there's another shaila. When exactly do we say the korban chatos is brought on the chivas koris? As we said, the din is that korban Pesach and Amila, even though they're also from the chayvi krisos, they do not have a korban chatos. The Gemara says this is learned out dumya d'avi d'zora. It has to be similar to avi d'zora, and the pashtus of the Gemara is the reason is avi d'zora is a kind of lois asei which is sheva al tase, whereas the mitzvah asei of a Pesach Amila, their mitzvah asei of kumva asei, it is a different kind of avera if a person does something by sheva al tase or by kumva asei. And therefore, the svara of the Gemara is that Pesach Hamila is kum ba'aseh is not similar to Avodah Zarah. This is how all the Rishonim understand the maskana of the Gemara. But says it b'kivayga and Avi Ezri, that be'emes, the Rambam and Rashi understand the maskana of the Gemara in a different way. The Gemara is not making a difference between two different kind of averas, of kum ba'aseh and sheva al ta'aseh. The Gemara's svara is that the avera of the Avodah Zarah is a lav, whereas the Aveira of Pesach Hamila, there's no lav over there. So even though, as we said, we do not need to have the lav to be warning, a warning for the person that he's only chayev, a korban, b'mokrim sheyesh azhara, no, the Gemara's maskana is, there's no need of azhara in order that they should be chayev, a korban. But there's still a tenai that he's only chayev, a korban, chatos, only b'mokrim sheyesh boi lav. Only a case where the Torah gives a lav, there the Torah was mechadish, a din of a chivas korban chatos. So it comes out that the Gemara's maskona of Dumia Avodah Zarah, the Gemara's not falling off totally from the klal that we need to have a lav. The Gemara is just saying that the reason why we need to have the lav is not because of the azhara. He does not need any warning, but the Torah is telling us that from Avodah Zarah we learn that only b'mokrim sheyesh lav, there the Torah was mechadish a korban chatos, and therefore Pesach Hamila, it's not the fact because it's a kum v'aseh, that's not the point. The point is that there's no lav, and the Torah was only mechadish a korban only in the case where there's a lav, and not in the case where it's a mitzvah aseh. This is how Rashi learns the maskon of the Gemara. Therefore, it's very geschmack. Rashi keeps on quoting the Gemara later on, who says this halacha that we learn out from Avodah Zarah, that only in the case where there's a lav, there's a din of a korban chatos, even though the actual lav is not needed for the azhara. And therefore, when we're coming to understand where there's going to be malchus, are we going to look at this lav that it's a nitein la azhara? On that, says Reb Kiveiga, since the Gemara's maskana is, which is not needed for the warning, even though we need it in order that it should be a lav, in order that it should be chayv a korban, but it is not needed for the azhara, it is only needed that it should be similar to Avodah Zarah, that the Torah tells us that only in a case where there is a lav in the Torah, there's going to be a chuyva of a korban chatos. This is how Rebbe Kveig over there and Avi Ezri is marich to explain over here the shitta of Rashi and the Rambam in our sugya that korban, the lav, is not needed for the azhara, but it's actually needed for the mokrim lav that should be similar to Avodah Zarah. Mamela, there can be many differences. Rashi Bayos discusses the various lavin. Rashi brings down the lav by Pigul and Noiso. We'll discuss this more later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi says the lav is from the posuk of Lo Yoichal Ki Kodesh Heim. It is a mistake. It's supposed to say Ki Kodesh Hu, like the Gemara, the Gilyon over here points out, the Ochlene over here is Marich, that the posuk, the lav which Rashi quotes, is a Gemara in Psochim Chof Daled Omed Aleph. The klal of Kodesh Posul, anything which is included in a Kodesh Posul as a lav, this is the lav of Pigul and Noiso. The Me'emes, the Gemara in Psochim over there in Chof Daled Omed Aleph, is Mavur, it says that this lav is actually considered a lav Shebichlolus. It's an inclusive lav, it includes many different cases of a Kodesh Posul, and this is the din of a lav Shebichlolus. We know the din is lav Shebichlolus, ein loikin olov, there's no malchus. And Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Rish Mem Ches from the Ramban that not just it's missing in the din of malchus, but the whole lav is not real, a strong lav, and it is missing in the Azhara also, this lav of lav Shebichlolus. And even so, Rashi over here says that the Mekur and the lav over here for Pigul and Noiso is from a lav Shebichlolus, even though the lav Shebichlolus, the Ramban explains, is actually missing in the Azhara. It is not a clear-cut Azhara for one special Issa, and this is not enough to get Malchus for. Says it's Mavu over here in Rashi, that Rashi holds, even though, as we explained, that Rashi's shitta is, in order to be chayv a korban, we have to have a lav. But since, as Rabbi Kveiga explains, this is not because we need the azhara, it is just that we need to be similar to Avodah Zarah, that has to have a lav. Therefore, this lav, even though it's a lav shebichlolus, is also enough for the shitta of Rashi, because as we said, there's no need to have azhara, it doesn't need any warning. This is a maskana in the Gemara Makkos, there's no point to a warning in the korban chatos. There's only a din over here that has to have a lav, and this lav shebichlolus also is enough, like Rashi explains, by the lav of the pigul and noiso. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, in the din of a shoigig, the din is, as we've been explaining, the din is that if someone's over a korban avera b'shoigig, he's going to be chayv chatos. Rashi over here explains the case of the shoigig, and Rashi ends that the case is only where the person makes a mistake on the piece of itself. He thought that the piece of chelev is actually shuman. He thought that the piece of dam is actually tchoil. All the various arroyos, kosovo, says Rashi, shu ishtoi. And this is the case where Rashi explains the case of a shoigeg. And Rashi ends that the case of a oimer mutter, where he thinks that the din is mutter, is actually not considered a shoigeg. And this is only called a onus, and he's not going to be chayev a korban. And we'll discuss this point later on in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, more in the Shitta of Rashi, and how Rashi over here is Mazbeh, the Gdorim of a Shoigeg, and the Gdorim of Misasik, which we'll find later on in Daf Yutes Amud Beis. This will all be discussed later on in Gimel Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Oimer Mutter. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis, the Gemara starts off with Rabbi Yochanan says, Shemoson kulam helom achas, einuch ischayev al kol achas v'achas. This is the point of the minyona. This is the point of the minyan over here of Lamed Vav Krisis. The Gemara goes through various Mishnais over here with minyonim, with misporim, with numbers, and the Gemara tells us the point over here in the various Mishnais teaching us these aloches that there's a different mispor and there's different shittas over here if you're going to be chayev a korban in different cases. One of the cases over here mentioned in Gemara Bariches is the nozish and nitmo tumois harbe. This is the case mentioned later on in the Gemara in Daf Chesamad Aleph and Tesamad Aleph, that a case of a nozi who became tomei many times, he's going to actually only bring one korban on all his tumois, because he was never yotza l'shosh haruya l'havi bar korban. He's going to bring one korban al averis harbe. This is the case of the nozi. Explains the Gemara that there's actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda and the Rabbonon. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda holds that a nozi who becomes tomei, he starts counting his Naziris Tayre already on the seventh day. Even though the Korbonos he only actually brings on the eighth day, he can already start counting the Naziris Tayre on day seven. And therefore, if he becomes Tommy again straight away, then he's considered someone who's Nitma Tumois Harbe. And even so, even though he's actually has another tumor, he can bring one korban because he hasn't yet reached his eighth day and he's not yet mechuyev in a korban, and therefore he only brings one korban al tumor is harbi. But says the Gemara, according to the Rabbonon, who disagree with the Rabbi Beis Yehuda, and the shit of the Rabbonon is that the Naziris Tayra only starts on the eighth day. Then it comes out that if he became Tomei on the seventh day, since he hasn't got the koyach yet to start the Naziris Tayre, he is called someone who's a Tumah Arichto. He never yet left the Tumah of the first Tumah, and therefore he's not considered someone who's Nitma Tumah is Harbi. And Mamela, the din of the Mishnah, is only with the Shitta of Rabbi Yosi Reb Yehuda, and is not the Shitta of Chachomim, because according to the Chachomim, before the eighth day, he is someone who's a Tumah Arichto, and from the eighth day, he's actually someone who's the Yotzal Lashah, Haruy Lavi Bar Korban, and therefore he's going to be Chayev two Korbanis. Now, even though the Gemara by us only mentions two Mando Omrim, Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, when the Nozi starts recounting his Naziris Tayre, Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda holds on day 7, and the Rabbanon holds on day 8. But if we look in the Gemara in Nozi, in Yud Chesamet Beis, over there we find another 2 days, when does he start counting his Naziris Tayre? And over there the Gemara says that the day 8 alone is not enough that he starts counting automatically. He has to actually wait till the havar of the korbonos beporiel. Only once he's actually already been makriv his korbonos, then he can start counting his Naziris Tayre. And in this we have 2 days. The Rabbonon over there hold that everything starts from the kakrova of the korban chatos. Once he's been makriv his korban chatos, then he can start counting his Naziris Tayre, whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel over there in the Gemara, in Nozeh Yud Chesamet Beis, he holds that we have to wait all the way to the end, to the Akrova of the Oshom. The Nozeh Tomei brings a Korban Oshom also, and only after he's been makriv his Korban Oshom, then he can start counting his Naziris Tayre. Now Tosfos over there in Nozeh Yud Ches, he's Mairich, to explain that the Rabbanon by us in the Sugya seem to hold that it does not depend at all on the Hakrova, the actual bringing the Korban itself. The mere fact that he entered already day 8 and he's ready to bring his Korban, this alone is enough to allow him to start the Naziris Tayre. Memela, we have actually 4 different shittas over here when the Nozi starts counting his Naziris Tayre. The Rabbanon by us holds on day 8, Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda holds on day 7, and the Rabbonon in Nozi, they hold after the Korban Chatos, and the Bishmol holds after the Korban of the Oshom. La Alocha, the Rambam Paskes in Lichus Naziris, in Perikur, the Rambam Paskes like the Chachomim in the Gemara in Nozi, that everything starts only after the Akrova of the Korban Chatos. And the Achrinim ask, the Noise Kelim already over there, and the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, they ask, if so, there's a very big problem over here in the Shitta of the Rambam, because as we said, the Rambam paskins, like the Shitta of the Chachomim over there in Nozi, that they hold the Nazirus of the Taira only starts after the Akrova of the Kolbel Chatos. And even so, the Rambam brings down the din of our Mishnah, the Mishnah Litani Daftes, that Nozish and Nitmo Tumo is Harbe, he only brings one Korban. This is the Rambam in Perek Yud, Alochet Esvov, who brings this din of a Nozish and Nitmo Tumo is Harbe. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, this is a steer to our Gemara in Nozi in Krisa, it's based on its base. The Gemara says very clearly by us, that this din of the Mishnah only works with the Shitta of Rabbi Yitzi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Nozi is already allowed to start counting from day 7, and therefore we have a case of a Nozi Shenitmo Tumeis Harbe, whereas according to the Rambam, who holds that he can only start counting after the Korbonos, and only after the Korban Chatos, the Mimon of Shoch, if he became Tomei before, then he's called someone who's Tumah Arichta. He's not called Tumah Isharbe. And after the Korban, then Aloche is, he has to bring ready another Korban. He cannot be Yoitza only with one Korban. And therefore, the Svara of our Gemara does not work with the Shitta of Chachomim. The Kesef Mishnah over there suggests that it could be that the Rambam holds that the Gemara over here is only saying that it works with the Shitta of Rabbi Yitzi Rabbi Yehuda La'afuka to exclude the Shitta of the Rabbonon who disagree with Rabbi Yitzi Rabbi Yehuda by us, who hold that the day 8 alone is enough to be Makriv is Korban. Whereas according to the Rabbonon in the Gemara in Nozi, there the Mishnah does work with the din of Nozi Shenitma Tumois Harbi. And the Lech Mishnah asks, I doesn't understand what the Kesef Mishnah means. Why should there be a difference if we have to wait till the Korban Chatos? Why is this better for us to understand the Mishnah? Why, if the memorial by us says clearly, we do not understand the Mishnah according to the Rabbonon, who are going to be Rabbi Yehuda, why, according to the Rabbonon in Nozi, who hold that we have to wait to the Korban Chatos, why should this be better to say this is a case of a Nozi Shenitmo, Tumo Isharbe, that he only brings one Korban? Explains the Rebbe Malin, in Chilik Beis Siman Samach Gimel, that Be'emes is a very fundamental difference over here between the Rabbonon by us and the Rabbonon over there in Nozi who hold that he has to wait till his Korban Chatos. According to the Rabbonon by us, the reason why he has to wait till day 8 because they hold that the whole day 7 is still part of his old Nazirus Tumah. He can't yet start his Nazirus Taira in middle of day 7. The beginning of day 7 was part of his Nazirus Tumah. Therefore, he has to wait till the end of the day and only from the beginning of day 8 then he can already start counting the Nazirus of Tyre. Memela says the Gemara, Svara, that Mimon of Shoch, if he became Tomei on day 7, then he's still part of his old Tumah, and this is called Tumah Arichto. And in the case where he became Tomei already on day 8, since he's already, he can already bring his Korbonos, he's actually going to be Chayiv now a new Korban for the new Tumah, which took place on the day 8. This is a Svara of a year in the Shitta of the Rabbonon by us in the Gemara increases. Whereas according to the Chachomim over there in the Gemara in Nozi, they hold the new halacha that the person actually has to wait until he brings his chatos on day 8. And it is not enough to go and wait till the beginning of the day 8 alone. He has to actually bring his korban chatos. Now over here, Bishloima that he has to wait until the 8th day, that we understand because the whole day 7 belongs to the Nazirus of Tumah. But why does he have to wait till his korban chatos? This is learnt out from a pasuk over there in the Gemara in Nozi, that is a Tanai, there's a Halacha, Gzeirus HaKosuv, teaching us that he can only start counting the Nazirus of Tyre only once he already brought his Korban Chatos. Says the Blei Malin, if so, it comes out that the Svara of the Rabbonon in Nozi is actually different than the Svara of the Rabbonon by us in regarding to the Tumah on the day 8 itself. Because according to the Rabbonon, the day 7 is part of his old Tumah, and the day 8 is already allowed to bring his Korban, and therefore he's already chayev a new Korban. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, in the case where he became Tomei, in the Rabbonon in Nozi he became Tomei, in the beginning of day 8, before he brought his Korban Chatos, it could be over here, we cannot use the Svara of our Gemara to say that this person is considered that he's still with his old Tumah, and he's considered as someone who's Tomei Arichta. Because over here, the reason why he's not yet starting to count the Nazirus of Tyre is not because he's still part of the old Nazirus of Tumah. The reason is, it's Gzeirus HaKosuv, he has to wait till he brings his Korban Chatos. So Mameila is not considered someone who's still Tomei with his old Pasha of Nazirus Tuma to consider this person a Tuma Arichta. And therefore, the Rambam holds that the din of the Mishnah can work according to the Rabbonon in Nazir, that in a case where he became Tomei on day 8, even though he hasn't yet brought his Korban Chatos yet, he is considered now someone who's Nitma Tumah is Harbe. He's not Tumah Arichta because he's already entered day 8. And the fact that he entered this day alone is enough to say that he has now considered as if he has a new Tumah on him. And since he's not yet Chayiv to bring a Korban yet, he hasn't yet brought his Korban Chatos, he's going to actually, over here, going to be bringing only one Korban, and this one Korban is going to work from the Tumaris Harabi. Mamele comes out as a blade that the Gemara Svar of Tumar Richter is only in reference to the person who became Tommy on day 7, where day 7 is still part of his old Tumah, whereas on day 8, he's not considered a Tumar Richter, and this could be the case of the Rambam, that even according to the Chachomim in Nozi, he is a person who's Nozish and Itmo Tumaris Harabi, and he actually only brings one Korban, and the blame over there discusses why he's not considered someone who's Yotzal Lashah or Uyala Habibo Korban. This is the blame over there discusses the Chile Beis, Simen Samach Gimel, a very Mechudish Tiga Mahalach over here in the Shitta of the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins like the Chachomim in Nozi, and even so he brings down our Gemara of Nozish and Itmo Tumaris Harabi, and it is not a steer to our Gemara increases that base on it base.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.